Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you and worship you, Father, for the great and wonderful things you do for us. We thank you for the Word of God, the owner's manual. We thank you, Father, that you wrote this book to the created being, since you are the creator. And it is our owner's manual, and we praise you and thank you for the book and for it telling us who we are, what we can do, what we shall not do, and the consequences if we do things that are wrong, and the blessings if we do what's right. Father, I thank you for the word. Bless it as it goes out today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Today we're talking about a new creature. Yesterday we talked about how you become a new creature, how simple it is, the plan of salvation, that there is no other way to go to heaven except by the blood of Jesus, and accepting that by faith as a man or woman on this earth, boy or girl, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's absolutely no way to heaven except by the blood of Jesus. Now, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith in the Word of God, believing that He is truly your Lord and your Savior, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that you become a new creature. A new creature in Christ, all things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now, who is the real you? Can you see me? How many parts do I have? What changed when we become a new Christian? We are spirit beings. Now, that is the part that God made in His image. Now, we have a soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And we live in a fleshly body. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be presented blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So we see right there in 1 Thessalonians 5 that we are a three-part being, a spirit, soul, and a body. So, since if you don't know you're a three-part being, it's difficult to understand what goes on. And it's even more difficult to understand the Scripture. But in 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." Now, that spirit man... You will never know who you really are until you're born again. You don't even know you are a spirit until you're born again. The answer to man's problem exists in the spiritual realm. A lost man is liable to do or say anything because he has a fallen nature. Now, we do not get new bodies when we got saved. We have to deal with the flesh, with the new man. Now, as you study the Word, feeding the new man, your spirit gets strong, and you begin to believe God's Word, and then you begin to act upon it. In other words, you put action to your faith. Now, then, the main reason that most of us live so far below what God has provided for us is because we have an enemy. Now, that enemy is the devil. And he has done a very good job of keeping most of us from studying the Word of God. Our lack of knowledge is our greatest enemy to our faith. You absolutely cannot go beyond knowledge on any subject. Now, something you'll have to do after you get saved, after you begin to get knowledge of the Word of God, one of the things you'll have to learn to do is contend with the flesh. The flesh is going to be here as long as we're alive on this earth. Only the spirit is new. The body is the same, the flesh. You have to deal with the body. It just keeps on wanting to do all the things it always wanted to do. All the wrong things. Paul said his body did, so don't be surprised when your body wants to do wrong things also. I'm going to take you to a scripture in 1 Corinthians 9:27. And I'm going to read this to you, and I'll show you how that the first time I read this, not knowing that we, including Paul, was a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. I could not understand what he was trying to say here, but when I understood that he knew he was a three-part being, he was a spirit, he had a soul, and he lived in a body, then this line in 1 Corinthians 9, 27 made sense to me, but until I learned that, it did not. In verse 27, Paul says, but I, who is he talking about? I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. I thought, who is the I? You would think about that as a human being, you'd think the body. But it's not. He said, I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection. So who is the I? The I is the spirit man. And the body is the it. Now then, if the I is the inward man and the it is his old body, then he'll have to do some things here to take control, and he'll have to renew that mind and his spirit daily with the Word of God. In other words, you'll have to feed your flesh, not flesh. You'll have to feed your spirit man the food which is the Word of God. And if you don't feed it the Word of God, then your flesh will continuously overpower you. You will never be able to walk in what God wants you to walk in until you renew yourself with the Word of God on a day-by-day basis. Now then, how can a lack of knowledge in the area of the new birth, how can that hinder your faith? What if you don't know these things, how can that hinder your faith? Well, number one, some people believe, because they were so bad before they were saved, that God will not do anything good for them. Now, number two, some people believe God has not completely forgiven them. Now, the word here, remission, once you come to Christ and your sins are remitted, remission means all of your past has been blotted out. You are clean before the Lord. Now, some people never get a hold of that. Now, forgiveness is all a Christian needs after he is made new. When he sins, all he has to do is use 1 John 1:9, and he gets all his sins forgiven. Because it makes no difference, makes absolutely no difference how bad you were, what you had done, where you had lived, how wicked you had been. When you came to Christ, everything you had done was put under the blood, and it was washed away, and you were made clean. You were made just as if you had never sinned a day in your life. That's how clean the blood of Jesus washes you. Now then, after you get saved, if you sin, which you're not supposed to, but if you don't start renewing your mind daily with the Word of God, even if you do, you can't fill it up that quick, you will still do things wrong. And many Christians are doing things very grossly wrong many years later. Many years later. That's why Paul told us not to put a new convert in the area of a deacon or a Sunday school teacher or something like this. We should always give them time to grow up. And that's why I think it's wrong. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are young or old and you become a new creature in Christ, and I don't care what your position is. I don't care if you're a celebrity, a CEO of a corporation, or if you're just a normal working guy out here on the street. Anything you are, you should not be put in these positions to exalt you until you've had a few years to really get into the Word and learn who you are in Christ. Because if they put you in like a Sunday school teacher or something in a church just because you were a big man in your company or something like that, you stand a very good chance of falling and making lots of mistakes and looking bad in the kingdom. So the thing to do is don't get in there too quick. You know, study the Word, spend time with God, and then renew your mind and yourself daily and begin to understand who you are in Christ. Now then, because once you get saved, all you got to do is, if you sin after you get saved, and everybody will, you're not supposed to, but you will. And if you do sin, then 1 John 1:9 says you can confess your sins, and He is righteous and just to forgive your sin and to restore you to fellowship. Now, as newborn babes in Christ, we must desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, that you may grow thereby, because 1 Peter 2:2 says so. In Isaiah 43:25 and Hebrews 8:12, it says He will not remember our sins anymore when we get saved. When we get saved, all of our past sins, that doesn't mean your sins that you're going to commit in the future. It means those past sins, that all of your sins are remitted and put under the blood. Now then, if you sin, after you become a born-again Christian, you can come to the Lord, you can ask Him to forgive you, according to 1 John 1:9. He will forgive you, but He tells you to go and sin no more. That is the secret. You want to go and sin no more. So now then, you know, so if you remember your past, in other words, if the Lord forgives you all of your past and all of your past sins, and He will, so if you remember your past or let the devil bring it back up, you will never be strong in faith. You must realize that you're washed in the blood, you're clean, you're pure, you're more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ. You have been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness and translated over into the kingdom of light. You've now just been changed from a child of the devil to a child of God. And you're clean and pure in God's sight. So you need to stay that way, and you need to begin to study the Word and learn who you are in Christ so you can do what the Word of God says we can do. So how do you get this? How do you get there? Well, how do we understand who we are in Christ? Well, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, a lack of knowledge of God's Word is the greatest hindrance to your faith. Well, how do you get faith? By hearing the Word. By hearing the Word. So as you learn how to get faith, you will want to be engrossed and involved in the Word of God so you can grow in faith. I'd like to invite you to give me a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll be happy to send you a box of free and postpaid audio and video tapes and CDs or DVDs, whatever you want. Also, you can get to us on the web if you go to www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. There you can see where we're going to be speaking. You can order tapes, select the ones you want, and they're all free and postpaid. Have a blessed day in Jesus Christ.